Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Chaf Hey. The Chayyadim is discussing the issue of Tzoya on the person's body. So he mentions that we already discussed various different parts of the body. The one place where this is very significant in the law, because the person needs to clean themselves well after they relieve themselves. Tzoya, this issue is called Tzoya B'pi HaTabas. The Tzoya in the place where the person relieves himself, that area where the opening of the from the body, that Tzoya is problematic. Even it's not the, according to one opinion, it's on the body. According to the second opinion, it's only the kalim of breathing. But even according to that opinion, the tzoya in the place where a person relieves himself, that is going to be problematic. So a person has to be careful that they clean themselves well after they go to the bathroom. If a person read Kriya Shema, Tzorach Lachzer, Filo Eno Niris Kishu, Oymed Kimen Shiniris Kishu Yoshev. Amashan Niris, Afilo Kishu Yoshev, Mutter Shlon Eterla Malach Yashoris. So the Chayyadim Pnim Tzinis, it says, you know, the person, the ability to cleanse oneself perfectly is quite difficult. A person does what would be a normal process, and that's sufficient. So a person, if a person would be unclothed, we picture a person unclothed, tzoya which would be visible when they sit down, the area opens up more, and that tzoya is visible, so that's going to be problematic. But the tzoya which would be so far in that it's not visible is not halachically an issue. So a person is mechuyev to repeat Kriya Shema. You're dealing with a subject deraisa, and a subject deraisa lechumra. There's an issur deraisa to read Kriya Shema while there is tzoya there. That's considered like having tzoya visible, since it's on your body, and therefore a person needs to repeat Kriya Shema. Now he says that utila tzarach yin im tzarach lachzer lisbalo. But does one need to repeat Shmon Esrei, where you're discussing and saying multiple brachas a second time? That's questionable. The Shabura brings, however, that many according to said Allah is Allah Lamaisa is that one needs to repeat Shmon Esrei as well. Now, it's interesting, if you look in the Gemara, when the Gemara discusses the process of how one cleans himself after going to the bathroom, they do not have toilet paper, which does a fairly good job of cleaning. They were scraping away the tzoya using a flat type of a rock. That was the common thing that the Gemara says they used to use. And the Gemara says after a few times of scraping it away, that is sufficient. So this concept that the Chayyadim is saying, that the Torah is not given to Malach Yashores, clearly is found in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that was sufficient, that the person is considered they cleanse themselves well, they're allowed to now proceed with davening, etc. The person has to be careful, not only about themselves, but about children as well. Make sure that the child is cleaned well. A situation where a child is learning how to take care of themselves, and we do not know whether the child cleaned himself well or not, there's a halacha question whether you're allowed to answer amen to the child's bracha, because you do not know if the child is clean or not. Mr. Burr says in the context of Lo Aleinu, in a situation where children were yosomim, the parents had died in a magefa, and the children were left to take care of themselves, so there's no parent overseeing and making sure that they're cleaning themselves well. And the Mishabura says you cannot answer to their kaddish that they're saying, because they're not clean, and so it's going to be a problem. So Lo Aleinu, something like that, you know, we would want community members to get involved and to make sure overseeing that they're able to clean themselves well. Obviously, by the time a child reaches older age, more mature, we assume that they know what they're doing. You're allowed to assume that you can say amen to their bracha. Some people go overboard with this. This is an issue which people get very nervous about. They clean themselves multiple times, and they end up, the sniper writes in his letter, we mentioned this earlier, that the people overreact to this concern, and they clean themselves, and they actually cause more problems than they solve. The same way he says, regards to people going to the bathroom multiple times, we have the same issue. They end up irritating themselves and causing bleeding, and it makes it harder to clean themselves when they have the bleeding issues over there. So a person should not go overboard in this issue. Some poskim recommend that a person uses something which is moist, it tends to help clean the area better. There are wipes which are flushable. The person to be careful they shouldn't damage their toilet systems, the sewer systems. So that's something which a person can wet the toilet paper, or even moisten it with a little bit of hand cream, and it will help clean the area properly. A person wipes himself a few times, and they are done, and that is sufficient to allow them to daven without any considerations, any concerns. Have a good day.